Gordon, the big engine, and Thomas the tank engine puffed buffer to buffer back home. It had been a busy day. First, Thomas had teased Gordon about the time that the big engine had slid into a ditch. Then Thomas fell down a mine and Gordon came to his rescue. "Remember, Thomas," called Gordon grandly, "united we stand, together we fall. You help me and I'll help you." "I'll remember," replied Thomas, "but I hope the Fat Controller forgives us soon." Suddenly they noticed something. As the two engines whistled into the sheds, everywhere they looked they saw paint pots and painters. "Bust my buffers," said Thomas. "What's happening?" "Shh," whispered Percy. "The Fat Controller is going to tell us now."
"Ladies, gentlemen, and engines, I am honoured to inform you that Her Majesty the Queen herself is coming here to visit us. Now, on with the preparations."
The engines wondered who would pull the royal train.
"I'm too old to pull important trains," said Edward sadly.
"I'm in disgrace," sighed Gordon gloomily.
"He'll choose me, of course,"
boasted James.
"You," snorted Henry, "you can't climb hills. He will ask me to pull the train, and I'll have a new coat of paint." Then, the rain came. Henry's driver and fireman covered up their cab to keep dry. A painter was on the ladder above the line. Henry's smoke blew high into the air. The painter couldn't see. Both he and the paint pot fell all over Henry. Poor Henry.
"Well, you're not a pretty picture," sneered the painter.
The Fat Controller spoke next.
"You look like an ice cake, Henry. That won't do for the royal train. I must make other arrangements."
Gordon and Thomas were waiting for him.
"Please, sir."
"One at a time," replied the Fat Controller. "Yes, Gordon?"
"May Thomas have his branch line again?"
"I think you are both very sorry and deserve a treat. Edward will go in front to clear the line. Thomas will look after the coaches. And Gordon will pull the train."
The great day came. All the engines work hard, bringing people to the town. Thomas sorted out their coaches in the yard. Edward steamed in.
"Beep! The Queen is here!"
Then Gordon whistled as he approached the station. Everyone knew that sound. The Queen's train glided into the station. Gordon was spotless and his brass shone brightly. The Fat Controller stood to attention.
"Welcome, Mum."
The Queen thanked him for a splendid run and asked to see all the engines.
"Beep, beep,"
whistled Toby and Percy.
"Shh,"
hissed Henry and James. But Toby and Percy didn't care.
"Three cheers for the Queen. Beep, beep,"
whistled the engines. When it was time to leave, the Queen spoke specially to Thomas, who fetched her coaches. Then to Edward, and finally to Gordon, who took her away. No engines ever felt prouder than those on the Fat Controller's railway.